G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Susanna Duffy. In this episode of Left After Breakfast, another chapter from this series of Songs of Solidarity. Today, featuring Alistair Hewlett, singer, songwriter, international socialist, and revolutionary.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Arise, ye workers, from your slumbers. Arise, ye prisoners of want. For reason in the bolt now thunders, and at last ends the age of cant. Away with all your superstition, servile masses, arise, arise. We'll change henceforth the old tradition, we'll spurn the dust to win the prize. Us old comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. Us old comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. No more deluded by reaction, on tyrants only we'll make war. The soldiers too will take strike action, they'll break ranks, they'll fight no more. And if those cannibals keep crying, the sacrifices to their pride, they soon shall hear the bullets flying, we'll shoot the generals on our own side. Us old comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. Us old comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. No saviour from on high delivers, no faith have we in Prince of Peel. Our own right hand the chains must shiver, chains of hatred, greed and fear. Ere the thieves roll out with their booty, and give to all a happier lot, each at the forge must do their duty, and we'll strike while the iron is hot. Us old comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. Us old comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. The Internationale unites the human race.
Alistair was born in Glasgow, and his parents migrated to New Zealand when he was 12. Alistair was pretty upset about this because he saw Christchurch as a cultural backwater, for he was a serious fan of British traditional music. Folk music, I used to call that. And here's a song of his in that folk traditional style, The Dictatorship of Capital.
You're trying to tell me capital has won at last.
Anyone who's not convinced has just been shown the door. You're trying to tell me competition turns the wheels, smart money never deals in welfare anymore. Survival of the fittest keeps the species strong. Change is always painful, but it doesn't last too long. Excuse me, friend, I think you could be wrong. When some of us are free to rise and some are free to fall, all of us are under the dictatorship of capital. You're trying to tell me profit is the bottom line. Cancer is sometimes benign. It eats the cells that leave themselves defenseless. You're trying to tell me market forces must prevail. Some succeed while others fail. Failure has to face the consequences. Weeding out the weak is Mother Nature's song. Existence is a game like chess, Monopoly, or Mahjong. Excuse me, friend, I think you could be wrong. And it did not take me by surprise when the revolution from above began to cave in. Like a new town built by an architect, a concrete wasteland no one wants to live in. When some of us are free to rise and some are free to fall, all of us are under the dictatorship of capital. You're trying to tell me I'm living in democracy. Everyone is always free to either live with ugliness or beauty. You're trying to tell me undermining revolutions when they threaten institutions is a major power's democratic duty. With Batista, Marcos, Pinochet, you got along, but not with the Sandinistas and not with the Viet Cong. Excuse me, friend, I think you got it wrong. 'Cause when some of us are free to rise and some are free to fall, all of us are under the dictatorship of capital. All of us are under the dictatorship of capital. All of us are under the dictatorship of capital.
You're listening to Revolutionary Rhythms and Songs of Solidarity, featuring Alastair Hewlett on Left After Breakfast.
3CR.
¶¶
have a few children's picture books or footy boots that your kids have outgrown but want to find them a loving home? Well, drop them in at 3CR and put them in the Books and Boots bin. Books and Boots regularly sends pre-loved children's picture books and sports footwear to remote and regional First Nations communities and children across the country. Contact us at Books and Boots or go to the website www.booksandboots.org.au. We love a good book.
Alistair really wanted to get back to Scotland, but he spent some years in Australia writing songs like this.
This country in fetters and chains, outlaws and rebels with numbers for names, and on the triangle were beaten and maimed, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Dukies and duchesses, flash lads and whores, you worked their plantations and polished their floors, lived in their shadow and died in their wars. What stained the soil of Australia? Does it quicken your heartbeat to see tar and concrete cover the tracks of the unbeloved right? Have you grown so heartless to christen it progress when the swaggies have all once must build away? From your own native home, hardship and poverty caused you to roam over the bracken and over the foam. What stained the soil of Australia? Then in the fever for fortune and fame, you caused the poor blacks to suffer the same. Imprisoned ambitions are hunted for game. Stain the soil of Australia. Does it quicken your heart to see tar and concrete cover the tracks of the unbullet rain? Have you grown so heartless to christen a progress when the swaggies have all once filled out? It's 200 years since she came to this land, betrayed by the girl with the black velvet band, and still to this day you don't understand what stained the soil of Australia. Koori and white called Australian and you, brothers and sisters of every hue, the future is ours, take the wealth from the few. It quicken your heartbeat, the wrongs at your own feet. Travel it lightly and travel it well, and don't speak of success or risen in progress till the swaggies can all waltz Matilda as well. And don't speak of success, uprisen and progress, till the swaggies can all waltz Matilda's well.
You can see why I was a fan of Alastair Hewlett, can't you? I love that song. The future is ours. Take the wealth from the few and raise the red flag in Australia. Oh, yeah. Good one. In the 80s, Alastair's music got wilder, and I got wilder too. I spent many an hour bopping away in various pubs and clubs to his band, Roaring Jack, and the fabulous songs that he wrote for them, like Merrilinga.
Remember in the old days how we sucked up to the Ploms? We stood and sang their anthem like a pack of Uncle Toms. And they bought our beef and wool, so we let them test the bombs in the heartland of Australia where the blackskin nation roams. There was nothing in the papers but what was being done. If Robert Menzies knew, by Christ, he wasn't letting on. For he loved his flaming knighthood, that great Australian son, much more than he loved the land where the pigeon chatter run.
Out on the plains of Merrilinga, what happened there was a bloody disgrace. Out on the plains of Merrilinga was total disregard for the black Australian race. No one asked local people if they thought it was okay. If you haven't got a job, mate, you haven't got a say. Oh, and if we lost a few, they were only in the way. If they'd been white, then bet your backside there'd be holy shit to pay. Out on the plains of Merrilinga, what happened there was a bloody disgrace. Out on the plains of Merrilinga was total disregard for the black Australian race. Said fallout was harmless, they knew that was a lie, but it never slowed them up, and there was people camped close by who'd tell a story how they saw a big flash in the sky. Then they all got sick and one by one began to slowly die.
Out on the plains of Merrilinga, what happened there was a bloody disgrace. Out on the plains of Merrilinga was total disregard for the black Australian race.
Now the sun set on the empire, though they never thought it would. And now your Uncle Sam controls the neighbourhood. In the name of peace and justice, he swears he's Robin Hood. But in Chile and El Salvador, the truth is understood. He's got bureaucrats and technocrats, diplomats and spies, working for the Pentagon that its bloody nose and eyes. But you only feel disheartened until you realise, when the workers of the world unite, what twice their bloody size.
Out on the plains of Merrilinga, what happened there was a bloody disgrace. Out on the plains of Merrilinga was total disregard for the black Australian race. Out on the plains of Merrilinga, what happened there was a bloody disgrace. Out on the plains of Merrilinga was total disregard for the whole human race.
Thanks, Alastair. We should never forget what happened at Merrilinga. And it takes a young man from Glasgow to remind us.
If you are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander and were removed from family or community in the Northern Territory before 1 July 1978 or in the ACT or Jervis Bay before 11th of May 1989, you may be eligible for the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme. If you know of a family member who was removed but passed away after the scheme was announced on the 5th of August 2001, you may be eligible to apply for redress for them. Call Link Up Victoria, VACA, on 037 002 3700 and leave a message for a callback or contact the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme on 1800 566 111.
A 3CR supporter.
3CR.
Just like we must never, ever forget 1975.
I remember the day I was no more than a boy, working in an oxide plant at the back of North Fitzroy. Bert Gilchrist told the gaffer, 'cause Bert Gilchrist had the clout. He said, they'd given Gough the bullet, and the lads are walking out. And we walked right off that job while the gaffer held the door, and watched it on the telly in a TV rental store. It was one hell of a situation, the kind you just can't gauge. There was Gough on the steps of Parliament House, staying down, maintaining the rage. In the year of the double dissolution, drinking in the streets gave way to doubt. Australia voted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cats push it out. There was violence in the air as I walked back home at night. Everyone yet mate was getting ready for the fight, saying if they're out for trouble, then trouble's what they'll get. We started out a colony, do they think we're a colony yet? In the year of the double dissolution, drinking in the streets gave way to doubt. Australia voted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cats push it out. But as the weeks went by, the anger turned to mild relief. Looks were freed like magic, and I watched in disbelief to see a scam so blatant, so jacked up and full of holes, and the people in the thousands endorsed it at the polls. In the year of that double dissolution, drinking in the streets gave way to doubt. Australia voted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cats push it out. Some said they had it coming, some were closer to the mark, who spoke about conspiracy, sinister and dark. But history records it, and the story will be read, when we let them take democracy and stand it on its head. In the year of the double dissolution, drinking in the streets gave way to doubt. Australia voted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cats push it out. Australia voted in the revolution, then stood back and let the fat cats push it out.
And here's a song of Alistair's that I really, really like, and I play this one quite a bit. Here's to the boys in the building trade, under the flag of the old stockade. You've been listening to Songs of Solidarity from Alistair Hewlett on Left After Breakfast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.